Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do you deal with a coworker that you don't get along with at all? This has happened to me at least 3 times. There's so much tension. It's really uncomfortable to be with somebody that you don't like working with. And the good news is there is a fine line between love and hate. What has worked for me in the past is to ask that person for help or advice. It can be something small, but let's say you have a couple of choices on how you can handle something. You might say to this person, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Which idea do you think is better, A or B? It'll catch them off guard because you're showing a little vulnerability asking for their opinion, and people really respond to that. So whatever they say, praise it, even if they come up with secret option C. And then later in the week, you can thank them for their help. This usually breaks the ice. And then if you want to try to get to know them more personally, you can ask them to go out for a coffee or something. The old adage is true. What you resist persists. So just stop resisting and see what happens. And it is so worth it because it's one of the most uncomfortable things when you've got a colleague that you have to see a lot and there's this unspoken tension where you both know you're prepared to torpedo the other person's idea in a big meeting. And especially when you're the new person on campus, you know, you're in a new job, trying to cultivate relationships and getting to know the organization, it can be particularly stressful. And maybe somebody in your group even warned you, oh, this person over here is going to be difficult. They don't like our agenda. They want us to do it their way. That's very common in a large organization with a lot of moving parts. And it's just as frustrating as it happening in a 50-person company where there's no place to hide and you have to see this person quite often. Remember, they're a person just like you, and they have their worries and stresses and insecurities. Likely, they're worried about demonstrating that they have value, and they may be just trying to matter, and they're butting heads with you because they're trying so hard to make their point and to show that they're right. So you might try to see what they're trying to accomplish and give them some positive feedback on that, even if you don't mean it. Seriously, that may feel disingenuous, but it really helps. And then when you ask for their advice on something, even if it's something small, and you might want it to be something small, it makes them think, oh, she respects my opinion. She wants to know what I think. And the dysfunction starts to break down. Experiment with it and see what works. You might even come up with something else. This is just what's worked for me in the past. And it will take some time, and it will also evolve. So there will be a point in the future where you're looking back on it and thinking, oh, wow, I remember when I didn't even like being in the same room as so-and-so. And now it's totally diffused and neutral, and you have no strong feeling about him or her one way or the other. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.